Conversations on Healthcare. We want our audience to be truly in the know when it comes to the facts about healthcare reform and policy. Lori Robertson is an award-winning journalist and managing editor of FactCheck.org, a nonpartisan, nonprofit consumer advocate for voters that aim to reduce the level of deception in U.S. politics. Lori, what have you got for us this week?
Stanford Medicine says it, quote, strongly supports the use of face masks to control the spread of COVID-19. Yet viral stories falsely claim a Stanford study showed that face masks are unsafe and ineffective against the disease. The paper is actually a hypothesis, not a study, from someone with no current affiliation with Stanford. And it has since been retracted by the journal that originally published it. One claim shared on Facebook said this supposed Stanford study said face masks, quote, can cause health deterioration and premature death. The paper was the author's hypothesis, published in a journal called Medical Hypotheses. While the paper says the author is affiliated with Stanford, a spokesperson for the university told us that's incorrect. The author had a one-year term as a visiting scholar that ended in 2016. We reached out to the author but didn't get a response. The paper said that the virus itself, SARS-CoV-2, was small enough to pass through any face mask. But J. Alex Huffman, an aerosol scientist at the University of Denver, told us that betrayed a fundamental lack of understanding of respiratory aerosols. There's a wide range of sizes of particles people emit when breathing, speaking, or coughing, from tens of nanometers to hundreds of microns. Most of them, Huffman said, are removed by good masks. Lab studies have shown masks, especially multi-layered masks that fit well, can partially block exhaled respiratory droplets, which are thought to be the primary way the virus spreads. The paper went on to claim that masks can cause insufficient oxygen or too much carbon dioxide in the blood. Experts have repeatedly rebuffed such claims. The American Lung Association notes, quote, we wear masks all day long in the hospital. The masks are designed to be breathed through, and there is no evidence that low oxygen levels occur. The editor-in-chief of Medical Hypotheses has since retracted the paper. The journal said the paper was misleading and apologized to its readers. And that's my fact check for this week. I'm Lori Robertson, managing editor of factcheck.org.